The Transfiguration. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountains to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came up and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen.
说了这些话以后，约有8天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。正祷告的时候，耶稣的面容就改变了，而且当时他的衣服洁白的放光。忽然间，摩西、以利亚两个人同时和耶稣对话，他们荣光里再次显现，谈论耶稣去世的事情，就是他在耶路撒冷即将完成的事情。彼得和他的同伴正在打盹儿，然后也变得清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同时他身边站着的那两个人。二人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“夫子，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”而他却不知道他所说的是什么内容。说这话的档口有一朵云霞遮盖住他们，而他们进入云霞里就感到害怕。有声音从云霞里出来，说道：“这是我的儿子，我所拣选的人，你们都要听从于他。”在这时候，声音止住了，只见耶稣一人站在那里。当那些日子，门徒不提所有看见的事情，一样也不告诉其他人。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论。这样的趣味互动能给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第25讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Channel of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of learner, and the sister Ingrid will help me conduct in deep learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister on related issue. Today is the 25th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave my seat in the comment area for discussion. Okay, well, firstly, still my today's personal study summary. Jesus took Peter, John, and James up a mountain to pray. There, his appearance was dramatically transformed. His face shone, and his clothes became dazzling white. Then, the two greatest figures of the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glory to speak with Jesus about his upcoming death in Jerusalem. The other disciples, walking fully to the side, were filled so much amazed. Peter, feel overwhelmed, suggested building three shelters to honor all three one. But loud, symbolized God's presence. Suddenly covered them, and a voice spoke from it. This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. Then everything was normally again. Jesus was alone. The other disciples were so awesome struck by this glimpse of his divine glory that they tell no one what they had seen. Now, La English Western make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. It is always interesting that Jesus selects Peter, James, and John to be with him in that mountain. God does not discriminate, but Jesus selected three of these disciples to have a leader's role after his resurrection.
大家好啊，今天我们要讲的是耶稣选择了彼得、雅各和约翰同他一同上山。这段内容总是能让我感到非常惊讶。上帝并没有消灭所有门徒，而是来让耶稣选取了三位门徒，让他们在他复活后承担极其领袖的责任。
Sometimes that is of interest too is that the disciples were sleepy. Later in the Garden Gethsemane, where Jesus sweated blood and asked the Father if it is possible that this cup will pass by, the disciples slept too.
应当注意的是，门徒当时都很困倦。后来在克西马尼园，耶稣拍打血迹，并问天父：“这样能否过去？”当时门徒们也同样是睡着了。
The men that appeared were Elijah, who presents the prophets, and Moses, who presents the law, because in the Old Testament scriptures, it was written about the coming of the Messiah.
今天出现的这两个人分别代表先知的以利亚和代表法律的摩西，因为旧约圣经当中曾经记载了弥赛亚的到来。
When the disciples awoke, Peter wanted to build cottages for Moses and Elijah, but it came a cloud that made them fear, and the cloud spoke to them.
门徒们醒来之后，彼得想为摩西和以利亚盖一些小的房间，以来纪念他们。这时，一朵云彩飘至而来，令所有人都感到非常的害怕，因为从云彩中传来生化的声音。
It was the same voice that came out of heaven at Jesus' baptism that said that Jesus was the Son of God and they should hear what he says.
就耶稣受洗从天上传来的声音一模一样，那声音说道：“耶稣是上帝的独子，他们应该听从于他。
Jesus had no earthly witness that said that he is the Son of God, but God confirmed two times through a voice from heaven himself that Jesus is the Son of God.
”耶稣在世上没有任何见证人证明他是神的儿子。但神两次接着上天的声音，证实了耶稣就是神的儿子。Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask you some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Shrasa, what amazing change happened to Jesus' appearance and clothes while he was praying? 当耶稣在祷告的时候，他的容貌和衣服发生了什么样的奇妙变化呢？
The appearance of his face changed and his clothes become whiter than earthly bleacher can whiten them.
耶稣的面容当时发生了改变，而且他的衣服变得比世界上用过任何漂白剂都能漂白的衣服还要圣白。Second question, Schweitzer. Who were the two famous figures from the past that suddenly appeared and talked with Jesus? 突然出现并与耶稣交谈的两位历史上的著名人物又是谁呢？
They were Moses and Elijah. Moses stands for the Old Testament's law, and Elijah for the prophets.
他们是摩西和以利亚。摩西代表着旧约中的律法。 而以利亚代表了先知。Next question. So, Shrestha, what important event were Moses and Elijah talking to Jesus about that was going to happen in Jerusalem? 摩西和以利亚与耶稣谈论的，并且即将在耶路撒冷发生的重要事件又是什么呢？
They talked about that he will go to Jerusalem and will die for all sins of the world, so that normal people like you and me get reconciled with God and we get through restoration of our fellowship with God to heaven after our death.
他们谈到，他将前往耶路撒冷，为世人所有的罪孽而亡，这样像你、像我这样的普通人，就能重新与上帝进行沟通，并在死后恢复与上帝的团结，最终进入天堂。Next question, Shrestha. How did Peter, John, and James feel at first and learn what did they see after they woke up fully? 彼得、约翰、雅各一开始感觉如何？而当他们完全清醒之后，又看到了什么呢？
They were frightened and scared.
他们感到害怕和惊惧。Next issue, Shrestha, what did Peter suggest build these three tents? What does it mean that he didn't know what he was saying? 彼得为什么提议建三座塔？书上说他不知道自己说的是什么，这怎么能理解呢？
Peter suggested to build three cottages for every person of them one. It is said that he did not know what he's saying because he just talked because of his fear, and it is stupid to build a cottage for a heavenly person.
彼得当时建议建造三座祭祀小屋，每人一座。据说他当时只是胡言乱语，只是出于恐惧而进行的说话而已。而且想一下，为圣人建造小屋实在是非常愚蠢的事情。Next question, Schwarzer, what scary thing happened right after Peter spoke, and how did the disciples feel? 彼得说完话之后，发生了什么样的可怕事情呢？门徒感觉怎么样呢？
There was a cloud coming from heaven over them. They felt a lot of fear.
他们头顶上仿佛笼罩着一层乌云，所有人都感到非常的担心和害怕。Next question, Schwester, what did the voice from the cloud say about Jesus, and what instruction did it give? 从云彩里传出的声音又怎样来介绍耶稣本人的呢？并且给了众人什么样的指示？
The voice from heaven said, "This is my son, my chosen one, listen to him." It was the second confirmation of God Father that Jesus is his son. The third confirmation came from Jesus himself, but it was already clear who he was.
当时天上传来的声音说：“这是我的儿子，是我所选择的人，请听从他的话。”这是天父第二次确认耶稣是他唯一的儿子，第三次确认耶稣来自于自己，但其实他的身份早已昭然若揭。Next issue, sister. After everything was over, also the voice was gone. Who was left alone with other disciples? 当一切结束之时，所有的声音都消失了，又只剩下谁与门徒们在一起呢？
Jesus was alone with the disciples.
耶稣独自一人与门徒们同在了一起。Next question. So, why do you think the disciple decided to keep the incredible experience a secret at that time. 你又认为凭什么门徒当时决定对这个不可思议的经历能保密呢？
Because Jesus ordered them to keep it secret until he will have been risen from death. And the second reason is that nobody will have believed this story if they had told.
因为耶稣命令他们其他人保守这个秘密。 到他从死中复活。第二个原因是，如果其他人说了，没有人会相信当时这个事件的发生。OK, we come into today's last question. If you were one of the disciples who saw the event, which part do you think would have been the most memorable or shocking for you, and why? 如果你当时亲眼目睹这件事情，你会觉得哪部分最让你忘怀或者震撼？为什么呢？
I think the cloud and the voice from heaven and seeing Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus would be shocking and memorable for me too.
我想，云朵和来自于天堂的声音固然令人震撼，但看到摩西和以利亚与耶稣交谈，对我来说是更加的令人震撼和难忘的事情。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家收听，祝大家2025年11月快乐，我们下期再会。